Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, Driven by Digital, we explore the ways in which online shopping has changed how we shop in person.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The pandemic accelerated e-commerce sales in 2020. Pre-COVID, e-commerce sales accounted from between 10 to 20% for fashion retailers, depending on the sophistication and reach of their online platforms. At the height of COVID, these numbers doubled to 40% and beyond, and now have averaged out around 26% with the rollout of vaccines and the ability for people to move around in public more freely. These numbers are indeed impressive and underscore a true customer shift towards buying a wide range of products online, from groceries to furniture to clothing. And companies like Amazon, Target, and Walmart that offer a wide range of products all in one place have led the pack. However, what's particularly fascinating about these numbers is that even at the height of the pandemic, 60% or more of sales were still transacted in a brick and mortar store. And instead of online sales holding at 40%, they have decreased, suggesting that in-person shopping still holds sway among customers. While customers appreciate the utility and perceived ease of shopping online, shopping is not just about the purchase itself, especially when it comes to buying fashion, which is often less about the piece we're buying and more about the experience of finding something, trying it on, and buying it. However, this is not to suggest that in-store versus online is an even comparison. The reality is much more complex and harder to truly track. Many experts estimate that 65% or more of in-store purchases involve a digital component, meaning customers are engaging online first, whether it's searching for the perfect dress or trousers, finding a store location, or even purchasing online before they head to the store to pick up an item. Or the customer is online while shopping in a store. They might be listening to music, getting style advice from a friend via FaceTime, or even shopping a competitor. What's more, the primary way in which customers interact with brands now on a daily basis is online. This interaction starts first thing in the morning when a customer picks up their phone, checks their emails, and scrolls through Instagram. This mostly 2D brand experience, often on a small screen, is the most common way customers interact with a brand. And they are doing so from their personal space rather than in a fully branded space like a store, where the brand is in control. In other words, while customers might still prefer shopping and engaging with brands in a physical store, digital is defining and driving the overall experience. This reality requires a major shift from retail leaders, where most decisions about online shopping have been based on traditional brick-and-mortar store models, where online was seen more as an add-on than the driving force behind customer purchase behaviors. And it necessitates a realization that the interaction between the brand and the customer is fundamentally different and difficult to maintain. After all, the start of a customer journey probably begins with a Google search or a request to Alexa. Ultimately, this shift to a digitally led business also requires a new type of employee skill set that merges technology and data know-how with traditional roles in merchandising, buying, planning, logistics, and management. And it requires agility and flexibility in order to stay competitive beyond seasonal trends.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.